Water Bottles and Low Testosterone by Denise Gruthius, nutritionist. We need to drink water to survive. In fact, our bodies are approximately 60% water, and every cell in our body uses it. Water regulates temperature, removes waste, aids in digestion, and prevents dehydration. Without it, we could not digest and absorb our vitamins and minerals, yet most of us don't drink enough daily. In fact, some medical professionals claim that 75% of us are clinically dehydrated, because even if you drink 8 glasses of water per day, your hydration status may be influenced by caffeine, alcohol, and salt in the diet. Symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, joint pain, weight gain, headaches, high blood pressure, and kidney disease. There is a lot of controversy between whether you should drink tap or bottled water. Many consumers opt for bottled water since they believe it is less contaminated. However, most bottled waters are sold in plastic containers, which are sources of BPA, bisphenol A. There is some research that shows that BPA is linked to lower testosterone levels, as well as possibly cancers, infertility, insulin resistance, and cardiovascular problems. Water is extremely important, but the vehicle in which we ingest it may be equally as important. So if you're concerned about contaminants in your tap water, consider an under-the-sink filter or a portable Brita filter. Keep drinking your water, but make sure you also think about how you drink it to stay as healthy as possible. And you can follow us on Instagram at Maize Men's Health.